Madhavam Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jashoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana Jashoda Nandana Jashoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Nityai Gora, Haribol, 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 Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Satara Sata Sisimati Divangre Saisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prince Gohosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Srisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Ganga Mai Ki, Jamuna Mai Ki, Tulasi Devi Maharani Ki. Go, all glories to assemble devotees. All glories to assemble devotees. All glories to assemble devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 13, text 48. Ja evam mitam hari medaso hari katam subhadram kataniya majinaham shrimbita bhaktya sra yeta vosatim Janardano Shyasuridi Prasidati Jayevamitam Hari Medaso Hari Katam Subhadram Katanya Majinaha Shrimbita Bhaktya Shraya Shravayeta Bosatim Janardano Syasuriti Prasidati. Okay, please chant. Jaya Vamitam Hari Medaso Hare Katam Subhadram Kataniya Majinaha Sambhita Bhaktya Sarvajeta Vosatim Janardano Shasuridi Prasidati. Anybody else? Sister? Jaeva mitam hari medaso hari niyamadina shrimvita bhaktya shravayeta vosatim Janardano sya sukriti prashiyati. Ja eva mitam hari medaso hare. Katam subhadram kataniya mayinaha. Vita Bhaktya Shaya Vita Vosatim Janardano Shya Soridi Prasidati. Anybody else? Okay. Word by word, please repeat after me. Yaha, one who. Evam, das. Etam, this. Hari Medasaha, who destroys the material existence of the devotee. Hari, of the personality of Godhead. Katam, narration. Subhadram, auspicious. Kataniya, worthy to narrate. Majinaha, of the merciful by his internal potency. Shrimvita, hears. Bhaktya, in devotion. Shravayeta, also allows others to hear. Va, either. Usatim, very pleasing. Janardanaha, the Lord. Asya, his. Asu, very soon. Ridi, within the heart. Prasidati, becomes very pleased. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. If one hears and describes in a devotional service attitude this auspicious narration of Lord Bor, who is worthy of description, the Lord who is within the heart of everyone is very pleased. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In His various incarnations, the Lord appears, acts, and leaves behind Him a narrative history which is as transcendental as he himself. Every one of us is fond of hearing some wonderful narration, but most stories are neither auspicious nor worth hearing because they are of the inferior quality of material nature. Every living entity is of superior quality, spirit soul, and nothing material can be auspicious for him. Intelligent persons should therefore hear personally and cause others to hear the descriptive narrations of the Lord's activities, for that will destroy the pangs of material existence. Out of his causeless mercy only, the Lord comes to this earth and leaves behind his merciful activities so that the devotees may derive transcendental benefit. Okay, the translation again. If one hears and describes in a devotional service attitude this auspicious narration of Lord Bor, which is worthy of description, the Lord, who is within the heart of everyone, is very pleased. Om Magyarate Mirandasya Gyanangyana Shalakya Chakshalom Minitam Yena Chasmai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my humble and respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who has forced to open my eyes with torch-like knowledge. I offer my humble and respectful obeisances unto him. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Uttale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati. Hare Krishna. Well, I guess I didn't expect that I would be in this place today, in this hours. I'm supposed to give class tomorrow, actually, here at the temple, so it's a double duty. But I was preparing mainly for the next verse on the 49. But this is a very, very interesting verse for everyone here. And since you are here, let me just say a couple words that may benefit everyone concerned here. First of all, it is said that if one hears and describes in a devotional service attitude this auspicious narration of Lord Bor, he which is worthy of description, the Lord who is within the heart of everyone is very pleased. Therefore, these narrations from the Srimad Bhagavatam, they should be publicized, they should be told to everyone so that people can start meditating and thinking in terms of spiritual consciousness instead of material consciousness. Because material consciousness, first of all, is temporary. Second, it doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't lead anywhere, it doesn't really teach us how to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Because, you know, we have to be realistic here. Eventually, you are students of the Bhaktivedanta Academy, and you here you have different grades here, third grade, fourth grade, fifth, sixth, seventh. You'll go up to 10th grade. I hope that the Vishwambar Prabhu and all the leaders and the teachers of the academy can continue this work and maybe expand it to maybe include even up to a Varnashram College, or so we can expand this so that the students will be able to stay here in this temple and continue coming to this program and so on. Because what is important here is to talk about and hear about the stories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada elaborates here in the purport that everyone is fond of hearing some wonderful narration. Yeah, everybody is interested in listening to some beautiful literature, poetry, film. I was myself a film major. I used to watch all these movies. I used to watch them. I told this to a student the other day. I used to watch films, like just a sequence, and analyze it. I would spend hours analyzing just a little sequence of a film. But on how to make this film, you know? But then Prabhupada says here, but most stories are neither auspicious nor worth hearing because they are of the inferior quality of material nature. Yes, so everybody wants to listen to stories. We want to produce stories, either writing the stories or making a film. Nowadays, of course, media, film, visual, audiovisual type of artwork is very very attractive, and so a lot of the people are watching these movies or listening to stories based on audiovisual material. But the thing is that Srila Prabhupada is saying here that most stories are neither auspicious nor worth hearing because they are of the inferior quality of material nature. That means that whatever we watch on television or films, because of they are of the material nature, they are of inferior quality. Imagine if we could produce films where people could think about Krishna, but also they were interesting and also would capture the minds of the spectator. And also, or the reader, if you are writing a book, imagine if you can capture the mind of the reader so that they can start thinking of Krishna. Because, Srila Prabhupada continues, every living entity is of superior quality, spirit soul, and nothing material can be auspicious for him. Intelligent persons should therefore hear personally and cause others to hear the descriptive narrations of the Lord's activities. So, if you have any interest, and I know that some of you do, in getting to the audiovisual type of work, making movies or films or videos, or if you are interested in writing, then do that from the point of view of how we can tell others about Krishna's stories, Krishna's pastimes, specifically the pastimes from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and our other literatures like the Mahabharata and the Ramayana. They're beautiful stories. Like nowadays, usually every night we go to sleep at home putting on some video, and there are some very amazing videos, but I don't know if they are produced by devotees or not, but these are videos about the Mahabharata. You probably have seen some of those. They're on YouTube. There are a lot of videos, a lot of stories from the Mahabharata on YouTube these days, produced by DS Narrative and other producers. And it's interesting that we are talking about this story of Lord Bor, because there are some very interesting videos that have been produced about Lord Bor, actually, about Varahadev. And I'm thinking that, well, this is beautiful stories, and they don't contradict with our stories from the Srimad Bhagavatam. They are okay, but imagine if we could actually produce videos ourselves on some of the stories, and from the point of view of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the main teachings of Srila Prabhupada. So what are those teachings? What is the fundamental teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita? Well, number one, according to Srila Prabhupada, is that one should try to hear or find a spiritual master or teacher from where we can hear these stories, and so that we can become more elevated in our spiritual consciousness. So that's number one. Try to find a teacher, especially now that you are young people and you are growing up. Try to find someone that you can hear from that is telling you these stories from the Bhagavatam, because that will benefit you to elevate your consciousness. That's number one. And then what is that the teacher is going to tell you according to the principles of the Bhagavad Gita? Well, basically, the main principle is that there are two energies in this world. One is the material energy, which is inferior, which is going to be destroyed. It's not going to last forever. Even, you know, I can show you some photographs when I was your age. Yeah, I was your age too, you know. Not like I've been like this, in this body, in this form, just forever. No, I was your age too. And then I grew up, and I was 18 years old, and 25, and then 45. And then eventually I became who I am today, right now, moving on to the next transition stage. So that is material nature. But the thing is that the material nature is inferior. It's actually, I'm not this body. So what I am is the person that is inside of me. The person is actually spirit. It's a spiritual energy. And that's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that is the anti-material energy, or the energy, a spiritual energy that we are all made out of, which is indestructible and it exists forever. It's always eternal. So that is the good news, is that we basically are not going to die. The body will pass away, but we will always remain. We will always be forever. So if we are going to be forever, now that you know the real truth, you know that you're going to live forever, then you can start planning ahead on how you can live forever in the best possible situation. And what is the best possible situation? Well, the best possible situation, according to what we know from the Bhagavatam, the stories of the Bhagavatam, and the teachings from Srila Prabhupada, is that go back to Godhead, get as close as you can to Lord Krishna, and especially to hear from his flute. Imagine if you were right in front of Krishna, even if you were just a cow, or if you were even a piece, just a blade of grass, anything, but you could hear Krishna playing on his flute. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yes, of course, the Supreme Lord has many forms. Lord Varaha is one of the forms of the Supreme Lord. And Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Ram, Lord Buddha, there are so many manifestations, so many forms of Krishna. But truly speaking, I mean, I've studied these literatures for so many years, and I've read them, Bhagavatam, several times, and I always am looking forward to read from the tenth canto, and the stories from the Krishna book, and especially that chapter 21 through 26, where there are descriptions of autumn and the rasa dance, and where Krishna is playing on his flute. And that's the next thing. Krishna plays his music according to different times of the day and according to the circumstance. So if he's at night and he wants to attract the gopis to come and dance with him, he plays a specific raga, Raga Chandra Kos. But when he's actually playing during the rasa dance itself, he's playing a different raga, and he has different kinds of music that he plays at different times according to the pastimes. Vrindavani Sarang is in the afternoon when he's playing with the cowherd boys under the trees and they're having lunch. So with his flute, he can make the atmosphere cool down. You know, if he's really hot, like 95 degrees or 100 degrees, he can play on his flute, say, no, I want it around 78 degrees, and I want just a few clouds going through the sky right now, so I'm going to play this raga. It's called Vrindavani Sarang. Very beautiful raga. But sometimes the forest needs rain, needs water, so he'll play Raga Megh. M-E-G-H, Raga Megh. And Raga Megh is very beautiful. You can even, he can make rain with Raga Megh. Now, this is not a make-believe thing. I didn't believe it at some point, but then I tried it myself, and I realized that, yeah, it is true. It is true. With Raga Megh, there are certain ragas that kind of connect with the environment because it's through sound vibration. Actually, Brihan Devi, my wife, just sent me an Instagram video of these people that were able to put out fire with sound. In other words, they were making a sound, like music, and they put out fire. You know, it's recorded on video. I have also seen videos of tumors, of cancer tumors being destroyed by sound vibration as well. So sound is very powerful, as we discussed here before in a class several months ago. Sound is the origin of the material universe. From sound through time, you have ether. From ether, then again, sound transforms that ether into the touch, the wind, right? The wind is the number two, which creates the sensation of touch. From there, we have the sensation of visual effects, and so on. So sound is very, very powerful. And of course, the most powerful of all sound is the sound of the holy name. So, that is the great advantage of this day and age, is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here with the help of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who we are going to celebrate his birthday here in just a couple of weeks, less than a couple of weeks. And so what he has done, the tremendous opportunity that we have, is that Lord Chaitanya has brought the sound vibration of Krishna's flute and incarnated into the name of Krishna. So now, just by listening to the Maha Mantra, we can elevate our consciousness to another state of consciousness, which is happening here right now. In other words, yeah, we can see each other in the material space, but besides this material consciousness, there is the spiritual consciousness, which is residing here as well. And we can actually see it and perceive it, just by the sound vibration of the holy name. And you can even hear Krishna playing on his flute when you are in a kirtan or when you are meditating. So maybe you can meditate sometimes and start thinking. Some people say, oh, can we hear Krishna playing on his flute? Yeah, you can. You can. He's playing in your heart. It's not like he's playing somewhere very far away, you know. He's right in your heart and he's playing on his flute. And you can actually listen to his flute playing in the Yamuna River inside of your heart, because Vrindavan is in your heart. It's in the heart of a devotee. So we are going to conclude here because I'm pretty sure everyone wants to go. And I had not really prepared this lecture so much. I just wanted to mention a couple of the points that Srila Prabhupada was mentioning here. And I'll conclude here with the last paragraph, which is, out of his causeless mercy, only the Lord comes to this earth and leaves behind the merciful activities so that the devotees may derive transcendental benefit. So, we'll stop right here. If there are any questions, go ahead. We have about 5 minutes. We're supposed to end by 8:30. Any questions? No questions. Well, that's great. I was successful. So, all right. Well, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Bol.